الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start our actual subject, as a reminder that first that today is the day of Jumu'ah, and we should take it as Jumu'ah, not as Friday. If it's like Friday, it's like Monday, Wednesday, like any other day. But Jumu'ah has got a special connotation that it's a special day. Like Ramadan, if we say it's, the month of March is coming, then it doesn't have any real significance. But if you say Ramadan is coming, then you understand rozas, Taraweeh, Quran Sharif, etc. So we should try and get used to the same and look forward to the day of Jumu'ah. With regard to this day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sayyidul Ayyam Yawmul Jumu'ah. The king of all the days is the day of Jumu'ah. Khayru Yawmin Tatla'u Fihi Shams Yawmul Jumu'ah. The best day the sun rises on is the day of Jumu'ah. In one hadith it comes, it's an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. Like for the other two Eids, how much don't we have anticipation, preparation, everything a lot. But for this Eid, which is more greater, some ulama of the opinion that the night of Jumu'ah is more virtuous than Laylatul Qadr also. That means last night from Maghrib till this morning, Sehri time, this time is more virtuous than the night of Qadr. So how valuable this time is. Allah give us tawfiq to try and make some ibadat during these days and appreciate it. Then for the day of Jumu'ah, it comes in the hadith that there, if a person does, which is famously known as Amal Sitta the Yawm al-Jumu'ah, six Amal for the day of Jumu'ah. If a person do these six Amal, which we will mention now, which are very easy and very, very simple, a person gets the reward that for every step he takes for Jumu'ah Salah, he gets the reward of one whole year's Ibadat Sawab, plus one whole year's Roza Sawab. Roza is Ibadat, but it is mentioned separately here. So for every step, if a person takes 50 steps, students who come here from the boarding easily take 100, 200, 300 steps. So for every step we take, that if we do these six Amal, we will get the reward of 200-300 years Ibadat Sawab, plus 200-300 years Roza Sawab. So the reward is very, very great. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate, and now is the time to do it. It's not just to know it, but to make amal on it, inshallah. So the first amal is, which inshallah every Muslim does, is to bath and wear clean clothes. That is a thing which is foregone. All of us do it. It's already in the bag. So that is the first amal. The second one is to come walking for namaz. So we should try our utmost that we come walking for Jumu'ah Salah. And so for every step that we take walking, we will get one whole year's Ibadat Sawab plus one whole year's Roza Sawab. And the third is that we should try and come as early as possible. We should try not delay, especially the day of Jumu'ah, look forward to it and go to the masjid as early as possible. And by early is meant till when the imam gets up for the khutbah, and we have, before that if we are in the masjid properly. Because at the time of when the imam gets up for the khutbah, then the malaika who sit at the doors of the masjid writing down the names of all who are coming. That when the imam gets up and proceeds now for the khutbah, then they close their books and they also come in and listen to the khutbah. So before that, we should come in. And if not, our names won't be recorded and we won't be counted amongst those that have come early. Although our Jumu'ah will be correct and our Jumu'ah will be made, but to be early, try and come in as early as possible. The fourth amal that we should do is to try and sit as close as possible to the imam. And the best place is directly behind the imam. Then one to the right, one to the left. And we should balance the safs all the time. So we should try and come in that way when we come into the masjid. Many of us, we have got a habit, we sit at the back, we sit outside, we sit on the sides, and because of this one amal, most of us lose out this whole sawab. So great sawab, because we didn't do that one. And wherever we see there is place in front of us, fill that stuff. And we should have the first stuff should be started first filled. And also the filling of the stuff is from the middle, in the center to the sides, to the right, left, until the first stuff gets full. Some people come early, but they sit on the sides of the masjid. Now we should try and sit as close as possible to the middle and to the front. And we should only start the second stuff after the first stuff is full. That is the fourth amal. The fifth is to listen attentively. We shouldn't be taking our 40 winks, for example, or we shouldn't be daydreaming and thinking about other things. We should listen attentively. And the sixth is that we shouldn't do anything useless, anything in vain, la yani. Like, for example, playing with our glasses, playing with our watch, etc., whatever it is. In the days or before, there used to be pebbles in the masjid. So to play with the pebbles, to take one, put it this side, that we should have, whatever any layani things are, we should have, as we have to sit, we be motionless in namaz, the same thing should be in the khutbah also. We should be motionless, we shouldn't be making unnecessary movements. The required movements which are there in namaz, they are required. We go in ruku, we go in sajda, but any amal which is not part of namaz, we shouldn't do that in namaz. And if we do that more, namaz can break also. The masail in detail that what breaks namaz, what doesn't break namaz. So a person who will do these six amal for the day of Jumu'ah will get the reward of one whole year's ibadat sawab and one whole year's roza sawab. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And then one special amal for the day of Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi, durood sharif. As this is a special amal for al-Madinatul Munawwara, the same it is also for the day of Jumu'ah. We should try and read as much durood sharif as possible. Durood sharif, we should try and read 100 times every day. And to read 100 times, it takes about 2 minutes to read comfortably 100 times durood sharif. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most common durood the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum used to read. And to read it 100 times without rushing is just comfortably, it only takes 2 minutes. And one day has got 1,440 minutes. So just to take out 2 minutes, it's nothing so much. The most busiest man can also do it. It's just a matter of having the interest and the shock of doing it. One person wrote to Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib, Dhamat Barakatum of the UK, that I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. My schedule is so full and so busy that I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. Maulana wrote back and said, it's not that you don't get time, it is that the importance of the Quran Sharif is not in your heart. Had the importance of Quran Sharif been in your heart, you should definitely have found time. So if the importance of Durood Sharif is, it comes in our heart, may Allah bless us with it, then automatically we will take out time. And a lot of our time is wasted, especially in these days with regard to the cell phone. How much of our time doesn't go on the cell phone? Lot of our time is wasted on that. So we should rather take out at least 2 minutes. A person who reads, and Jumu'ah, we should try and increase our durood. And read durood in abundance. Our great ulama have written, abundance is, the minimum of abundance is 300 times. To read on Jumu'ah, 300 times durood sharif, which means about 6 minutes. It's not much. And if we make it 313, mashallah, the number of Sahaba who took place, who took part in the Battle of Badr, that will be even much more better. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. A person who reads 100 times a day, Durood Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Baratu minan nifaq wa baratu minan nar. That this person will be free from hypocrisy and from the fire of Jahannam, which is a very, very big ni'mat. To give, when just reading Durood Sharif 100 times, 2 minutes a day, and Allah Ta'ala saves us from hypocrisy also, and from the fire of Jahannam also. A person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif gets the mort of a shaheed. To die on the battlefield is not easy. To sit in the comfort of the masjid at home and to 2 minutes to read 100 times Durood Sharif is so easy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the person who will be the closest to me on the day of your Qiyamah will be the person who read the most Durood Sharif on me. And today, mashallah, there are many people, men, women, who do read Durood and read Durood Sharif in abundance. One lady who just passed away recently from our town, somebody saw her in a dream. Afterwards, she's in a beautiful garden. And she gave her 3 advices. One is make your wuzu properly and make your namaz properly. The second was make your wuzu properly and read Quran Sharif. And the third was to read Durood Sharif in abundance. So Durood Sharif is a very, very great ibadah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read as much Durood Sharif as possible, inshallah. And we should try and take out time for the bare minimum to sit in one place and make Durood Sharif. And the more we sit with adab, respect, the more better it is. Otherwise, while walking also, we can read Durood Sharif and we should carry on. But at least for some amount, 100, sit one place nicely with respect and adab and read our Durood Sharif. Otherwise, while traveling in the car, etc., we can be reading also. While walking, we can be reading. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to this ayat-e-kareema, and this is the explanation which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib in his most beautiful way had explained. We try to just pass it on as best as we can. We are very weak, we are very faulty, but as best as we can. So the first is in the ayat, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua. What a great Nabi Khalilullah. And he says that, O Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. How much fear has he got? He's a great Nabi, he's maqbool. There was no doubt about it. Allah took the work of the building of the Kaaba Sharif from him. What great, great work he had done. What sacrifices. وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. How all the excess that Allah put him, he passed them all with flying colors. But he still got this fear. So Allah give us also that fear that of the day of Qiyamah. Generally, we don't even think of the day of Qiyamah. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was so concerned about it. And then he says further, it comes in the Quran Sharif, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. It will be the day that our maal, our wealth won't help us there. There our a'mal will help us. Maal won't help, a'mal will help. All the good deeds that we had done, our iman, our a'mal, etc., that will help us. وَلَا بَنُونَ. And our children also there on that day, nobody will help one another. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Everyone will be running away from one another. Even though they will see them, recognize them also. But everyone will be concerned that this person might ask me for one neki. And there nobody, everyone will be desperate. So that will be a day like that. So, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That person who comes with qalb-e-saleem, a healthy heart, not the physical heart that we have got, in which we have angina, or we have blocked arteries, etc., whatever. No, for spiritual heart. The spiritual heart filled with iman. That is what will help a person who comes with qalbi salim. A spiritual heart that is healthy. And opposite to that is qalbi saqim, a sick heart. A heart that has got no iman, or very little, very weak iman. A person, we should try and make effort that we have a strong iman. Iman, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala is granted. But now we should make effort that we have strong iman. So, and a person who comes with qalbi salim, it is narrated, no hisab kitab for that person. No accountability. And that person goes straight to Jannah. So now, I myself first, all of us, as we will see the tafsir, as explained by Allama Alusi in Ruhul Ma'ani, whether I've got a sick heart or not, or I've got a healthy heart, what kind of a heart have I got? And according to this, we should try and improve ourselves. And if we know that we've got some heart problem, we take treatment for it. So the same way, here also, we should take treatment, spiritual treatment, if we see our hearts are ill. And if they are good, make them better. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and make them better. So the first tafsir which Allama Alusi, Rahmatullah Ali makes, and this also see the great knowledge and great love and what passion they had for tafsir. He made the tafsir according to the words of the Quran Sharif. First was, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَال. So the first tafsir he makes of mal, of wealth. And what is that? الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي الْبِرِ. That person who spends his wealth in good causes. So we each one, let us see for ourselves, how much of our money is spent in good causes. Whatever Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, the common practice of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum was 1/3 they used to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. 1/3 they spent for themselves for their needs. And 1/3 they reinvested in their farm or in their business, whatever it was. So we must see how much are we spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And for our akhirat, whatever we are spending in the path of Allah, Allah give us the tawfiq to do it with sincerity. And there are many other details with it also. There must be no ihsan jatana, that if we help somebody, that we remind him, I helped you out. I did this for you. I came to your aid when you were in difficulty. No, nothing like that. Not speak amongst the people that I gave this person so much money, etc. No, we should spend and only for Allah's sake. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says, Neki kar aur darya me dal. Do good deeds and put them into the river, into the sea. Don't talk about it. So the first thing is to see how we spend our wealth. And are we spending something in the path of Allah Ta'ala? A person who's got a healthy heart, qalb salim, spiritually, he will be spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The second is, the ayat was, لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Children. So the second tafsir Allama Alusi made was with regard to children. And that is, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. That person who guides his children towards the truth. That is very, very important. Today, with children, when they are born, before they are born, we have bought clothes for them already. Napkins, etc., some clothing. We are ready that when the child comes, that we see that we haven't got anything for the child. We are ready. And then, after that also, we see to all the needs of the child, the food, the child must eat, all those things we prepare before time. And we have our baskets ready with all those things. But how much of spirituality? Kati Bakhtiyar Rahmatullah Ali, it is said that his mother, when he was a little child going to Maktab, that every day when he used to return from Maktab and he should ask her for food, it was time for lunch, time for eating, whatever the meal was, and she would say, make two rakats of namaz and look for it somewhere. Allah will send it. So you should make two rakats namaz, and she should put it in some shelf, somewhere here, somewhere else, different days, different places. You should look for it, find it, and then you should eat it. So one day she went for some work in the neighborhood, and she forgot to put the food. And she realized later that when time is there for my child to come, and I didn't put the food, today his iman will get destroyed. He will make two rakats namaz, and he won't find the food. So when she came home, very, very much in anxiety and worry, but when she came, she asked him, child, did you eat? He said, yes. How? He said, like every day, I made my two rakats namaz. I looked for my food, I found it. She said, alhamdulillah, my child's iman is made now. That he will learn, he has learned to take directly from Allah Ta'ala. So that is, so we have to also train our children with imaniyat from the beginning. Today we teach them more, and on the clothing is also all written ABC, 1, 2, 3, and all funny things and pictures and worse murats of animate objects. There are pictures on the clothes of the child. In that way, we are not guiding the child to righteousness. So it's very important. And then when the child is of school going age, madrasa going age, more important is a madrasa, to see that he gets a proper education, madrasa education. Quran Sharif is the most important. The first thing a child should learn is Quran Sharif. And in fact, before going to maktab at home, we should be teaching surahs, etc., whatever the takhti, that interest should be there of the parents, the mother, the father, both should take interest. It's not just the mother's duty, it's the father's duty also. And to train them up and bring them according to Islam. And then when we do send them anywhere for any further tuition or schooling, make sure they are not learning anything which is haram. Like today, the Darwin's theory of evolution is being taught right from the beginning. And it is forwarded and sent to in such a way. And the poor child takes it that this is the truth. And it is explained also in such a way. If not anything else, doubt comes in the child. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has said that خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ, I created insan. Allah created Adam alayhi salam, and the offspring of Adam alayhi salam, we are all the creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And to have these wrong beliefs, so very important that we pay attention to that, to guide our children to righteousness. Further on in their life, also to make sure that they get the proper education. And we bring them up, take them to the age of marriage for boys and girls. And by that time, he must be a mu'min, a kamil. Full iman must be in their child. But today, unfortunately, it is taken that youngsters must be playing. It's time for them to play. All soccer tournaments, cricket tournaments, all excursions, all other things are being done. And the basic thing, in fact, so much that for all those things are done in the extra time of madrasa time. And time is given, preference is given to that. Very important. A person who's got qalbi salim, and we want to go direct to Jannat on the day of Qiyamah, and we want all the great favors, then we must encourage and teach our children the right. Alladhi yurshidu banihi ila al-haq. The third tafsir which Hazrat used to make from Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, alladhi la yakunu fi qalbihi al-aqaid al-batila. That person who has got a qalbi salim, who hasn't got any wrong beliefs in his heart. So that is also a very important thing. With regard to superstition, people got so many wrong beliefs. With regard to black magic, etc., jadu is a reality, but to overplay it and overdo it and to go to false and fake armies, or to go to sangomas, to go to witchcraft doctors, which is happening unfortunately. So that is all, and any other wrong belief in the heart. Wrong belief, even this, that the world came into existence with one big bang. Whereas the absolute truth is Allah is the sole creator of the heavens and the earth, of everything. Allah Ta'ala is the sole creator. So no wrong beliefs must be in our heart. We should check, make sure. We should, for that reason, keep the Sohbat-e Salihin, the company of the righteous and pious people of ulama, and make sure, and we ask them about this. On one occasion, we were traveling, and one person we met who was an elderly person, very regular namazi, but he then asked a question, and in his mind was that shaitan is also a god, like Allah is Allah. That Allah is the God of good and Shaitan is the God of evil. Whereas that is a complete wrong belief. Allah alone is the creator of everything. Shaitan, Allah has given him permission that he tries. But he can't, he hasn't got any. The Sahaba complained about Wasawi's evil thoughts. Allah's Nabi said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all praise is due to Allah. That Allah kept Shaitan's power only till Wasawi's. That he can just bring evil ideas. He can't force you. Like, yeah, we can think of something evil now. But Shaitan can't pick us up and take us to the place of evil. That we will do ourselves. So we should be very careful about that. The fourth tafsir is that الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ خَلَبَةِ الشَّهَوَاتِ الَّتِي تُؤَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ. That there mustn't be an excessive amount of lust and desire, which is so much that it takes us to the fire of Jahannam. That is, it takes us to haram. That is what a person also must be very careful about. That there mustn't be excessive desire and lust. And see how beautiful the tafsir is. That a certain amount of desire, lust, sexual appeal must be in a person to satisfy his wife, as a husband, as to satisfy his wife, to have children, etc. That must be there. But too much of it over the limit, and a person falls into haram. That shouldn't be there. And for that, treatment is necessary. And for that, what is called islah and tarbiyat, that is necessary. So that is a point that a person should also think about. And then the fifth tafsir, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, is the cherry on the top. الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَمَّا سِوَى اللَّهِ. That in his heart there is nothing and nobody but Allah. So much effort we make that Allah is all the time. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali says, دِلْ مَيْرَا هُو جَائِ ایک مَيْدَانِ هُو. My heart becomes like an open space. تُو ہی تُو ہو. Only you are in that heart, O Allah. Nothing and nobody else in the heart. So this is the effort that we must make. All of us should check ourselves that how much do we qualify. The first thing is how much do we spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The second is that how do we train our children to الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ towards the truth. How much have we trained our children? How much have we taught them? And the third is that there must be no false, wrong beliefs in the heart. And the fourth is that there mustn't be so much of lust and desire that we fall into haram. And the fifth is that only Allah must be in the heart, nobody else. So for that an effort is required. We all should be making that effort, for whoever we are, as ulama, as students, as business people, whoever we are. We should try and make effort that we acquire qalb-e saleem. And for that, we should make dua as well. May Allah Ta'ala give me, I'm the most in need of it, of all this, and give us all. And this is the opportunity while we are in this dunya. Afterwards, it's either shukr that we make if we did do it, or hasrat and sorrow that I had the time and opportunity and I did not make effort for it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.